The 40th NEHS Autumn Flower Show has arrived, and we're delighted to actually be right in the middle day of that wonderful experience, speaking to the legendary Camilla Harrison. How are you, Camilla?
I'm fine.
40 years. I mean, I'm looking at the Harrogate gem that you've actually got here from that point of view. I mean, that's basically twice as old as you are, really.
It's very kind of you to say so, but I couldn't possibly comment.
Excellent. Okay, so this is the day where normally I sort of say, have there been any records broken? Has the tomato record gone? Has the onion record gone? What's it been like yesterday, obviously, for the opening sort of sequence when obviously all the judging was taking place?
Well, we haven't, unfortunately, had any records broken with the Giant Veg this time around. But we have, I mean, we did have over 150 entries, which is more than we've ever had before. And we had a fantastic day, some really successful entries. We had a lot of attention for our DNA harvesting for the Gigantamo tomato. So a lot of our friends from the media were here taking pictures. And there was a great buzz about the place. So it was a great day.
So we would have been here had it not been for Freshers Week, various sort of tribute backs to Eric Clapton and then various other bits and pieces. However, it's great to be here today. Nick Smith's so excited, he almost ran me down on the way here with respect to his buggy, because obviously it's expanded.
Yeah, we've got a completely new layout this year. It's been driven by the fact that we have construction work on the site, but we've viewed it as an opportunity to rejig the layout and introduce some new features. And we have a brand new plant pavilion, which means we've got all of our beautiful displays of plant nurseries and flowers all under one roof, along with the Giant Veg and the other vegetables. And they're all under one roof for the first time, and they're in a very light, bright marquee. So that's gone down really well with both our exhibitors and the visitors. We've also got a new floral pavilion, which has replaced the hall that has been demolished. And again, that's light and bright and has gone down very well. So it's a completely new layout, and we're hoping that it's given us an opportunity to refresh things.
Very much so. I mean, I was particularly impressed when I was wandering up here by both the red giant light bulb that I think is on loan from Newby Hall.
Yes, indeed, yes. We have a huge sweep with set against a lovely lawned backdrop as you enter the show this time. And so what we wanted to do was really showcase some fantastic pieces. So we've got some sculptures on loan from Newby Hall and Gardens near Ripon. And we've also located some of the sculptures that our exhibitors have here for members of the public to buy as well. And we've also relocated the show gardens. So that's one of the first things that people see when they come through the gate.
Two other things hopefully we'll be returning to: Inspiration Street and the Mini Maze.
Yes, yeah. Inspiration Street was so popular last year that we decided to do it again this year. And we've actually had a very good showing of gold medals. We've got one Premier Gold and three Golds on that. So it's gone down very well.
It's a win-win situation. And obviously, this year being the 50th anniversary of Thunderbirds, the theme of the York Maze being Thunderbirds, the Mini Maze, I think I might just be able to work my way through that. But it was an astounding look on that. I mean, bright, sparking. You wouldn't think it was autumn, really, today.
No, we've been very fortunate with the weather forecast for the weekend. It was a beautiful day yesterday, really warm. Lots of visitors, you know, sitting on the grass, picnicking and eating ice creams, which I always love to see because it's great for them to be able to relax. And the forecast for the rest of the weekend is good as well.
Camilla, as you're well aware, once Nick Smith as show director and your good self actually does that initial pre-interview where the order goes in, and clearly this is what we bring to your whole thing.
We're always grateful for every opportunity to reach our visitors and encourage people to come along, so we're very grateful for that.
In terms of traditional interviews and various other factors, clearly we need to address the whole notion of the Spring Flower Show. So a quick plug for that.
Yes, our Spring Flower Show is the 21st to the 24th of April here at the Great Yorkshire Showground. We'll have some fantastic exhibits as usual, beautiful show gardens. We've already had some inquiries, lots and lots of inquiries for show gardens, so do come along.
And I've got to say, I'm very impressed by the very nature of the fact that I know Marty Fish was excellent, but you just mentioned Nick's name and whoosh, there he is. It's phenomenal. It's almost as though he has that omniscient power to actually know, I think it's time I actually sort of stop driving around the showground and actually sort of did my press stuff.
Yes, exactly. Well, the tricky thing is he does have the power to know where we all are, so we have to watch.
He has the power. That's the whole thing. Nick, good to connect with you, good stuff. We'll keep it running for this part of you. How are you, sir? And I'm glad you gave a little wave there, didn't run me over, I have to say.
I'm very well. It's great day, lovely sun is shining. We're all very happy and looking forward to another positive day.
Exactly. I mean, as we were saying to Camilla, I mean, the thing in terms of the change that really sort of stands out is the energy that sort of come across here. I mean, not just from red light bulbs and Inspiration Street and the mini maze and all the rest of the bits and pieces, but it does seem as though this kind of change around again, partly due to construction, etc., has really kind of just energised the dynamism even more.
Well, it's given, as you say, it's something that we've had to do because of the work, but it's also given us an opportunity to look at different ways of doing things. And I think that is something that's really sort of excited us and excited the public as well, because it is something different. So we've still got all of the same normal things that we have, plant pavilions and so on, but we've got so much more, and that's a good thing.
Camilla, we're sharing about the Gigantomo, of course, the DNA harvesting, which sounds very 21st century in its own way. But again, a way in which actually you keep the contemporary nature of the whole organisation going.
Very much, very much. There is a saying, if you stand still, you're basically going backwards. And I think that's very true. So we need to make sure that we're always looking at what people want and make sure that we're meeting that need.
So actually getting my head around today, because as I say, it's obviously one of those things where I always find with the Great Yorkshire Showground and the Yorkshire Harrogate Showground that it sort of does evolve and change in all sorts of ways. What are the key points I should be looking out for today, apart from obviously Inspiration Street and all the rest of the great sort of scenarios that are here?
I think particularly this autumn, I think it's well worth looking at the Floral Pavilion, which is both Floral Art and the Specialist Societies, because that is really a sight to behold this autumn.
I always love the acronym NAFAS because it just sounds so amusing. But it is the National Association of Floral Arranging Societies, if I'm right.
Yes, I think.
I think we're right on that. We'll double check it. I'm sure the ladies and the folk who are actually there would put this correctly if that isn't the case. Great other stuff, of course, involves obviously crafts, design and so on and so forth. Again, 40 years of the Autumn Flower Show. I mean, it just seems to go from strength to strength.
Well, we certainly hope so, and we certainly hope to continue for at least another 40 years.
The Helmsley Walled Garden. It's a place I was fortunate enough to visit about 3 or 4 years ago now, actually, so it's far too long since I was last at the Helmsley Walled Garden, but we're delighted here at the NEHS Autumn Flower Show, the 40th Out of Flower Show, to be able to speak now to
Tricia Harris.
Tricia, share with us the Helmsley Walled Garden. I mean, as it says, a community of gardeners changing lives through gardening. Mm-hmm. It's just a magical place, isn't it?
It's absolutely fantastic. It's got a very special atmosphere. It's obviously a walled garden, as the name implies. It's over 250 years old, but in its present form, we've been there for about 21 years now. We are a charity. We are very much in the business of making a beautiful garden for people to visit. But what perhaps people may not realise is that behind that, we provide horticultural therapy to vulnerable adults in the local area, and that the money that we make through visitor entrance and plant sales, we plough straight back into the organisation in order to provide horticultural therapy.
It's a win-win situation in every sense of the word. Now, we were just speaking to Nick about how, obviously, the Autumn Flower Show has changed in all sorts of ways, which is, I'm generally feeling it's very positive. What are your own thoughts on the sort of shift that we've actually had? Of course, a new location for yourself.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I think it's the best thing. I mean, obviously, making a new hall is going to change it again. But I think that it has, in changing things around, it's really made people look again. You can see people going... Initially, they're not sure because they're not, perhaps they're used to
things.
They
haven't got their car parking space there it used to be. It's all sort of issues such as that.
They haven't been, they don't know where the flowers are or whatever. But once they've got that, it makes you look with new eyes, and I think it's an extremely positive thing.
Tricia, I think we need to do another location report at the Helmsley Walled Garden, but for the people who are listening to this across the globe and countrywide, etc., the web address once again is?
www.helmsleywalledgarden.org.uk.
And do you need to book to actually sort of set up a visit? Is it a case of you close through the winter? What's the kind of the seasonal approach?
We're open from the 1st of April to the 31st of October every day from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. If you're a small group or individuals, please just rock up and come and see us. We'd love to see you. If you're a group of 15 or more and you would like a guided tour, then do please give us a call or look on our website. There's a form you can download to book in a group visit, and we can organise someone to take you around the garden and show you everything we've got to offer.
So continuing our audio promenade in association with PharmaNord, once again on location at the NEHS Autumn Flower Show, we're delighted to welcome a couple of wonderful autumn exhibitors. And it's Keith, I believe. Keith with?
With C&K Jones.
C&K Jones. Presumably you're the K in C&K.
Correct, that's right, yes.
It might be early in the morning, but the deductive logic is that. Keith, we're just getting our heads around, obviously, the new layout for the show. Have you been a regular exhibitor with the NEHS productions before?
Yes, I have. I'm not sure how many years. Must be 20, 25 years.
So not quite the full 40, then, of the Autumn Flower Show.
Not at all. No, no. I look old, but not that old.
I think probably your father might have said it, or your grandfather, and so on. Share with us, C&K Seeds, obviously, or C&K Jones, from that point of view, a whole range of things. I'm looking at jute sacks that you've actually got here. We've got all sorts of other bits and pieces. What products have you got here?
But the main thing we're known for is the roses. We are introducers of roses from around the world. We grow something in the region of 400 or 500 varieties, and that's what we base our business on.
Now, the Rugby World Cup obviously launched yesterday with a superb result against Fiji. Clearly, the red rose is very popular. Have you seen a growth in terms of the way in which, and obviously here we are in Yorkshire, you've got the white rose and the red rose, etc. Does that kind of connect at all with the choice of plants that you produce?
That's a good question. You would have thought it would have done, but no, it doesn't at all. It's mostly, like everybody, they just look at it, like the colour, but then does it have a perfume? And then they'll go for it.
And in terms of colour, what's your own favourite? I mean, would you sort of say, no, actually, I prefer yellow?
Well, that's a good question too, because my own favourite always has been a pink rose, just simple and easy. But the more, as years have gone by, we've found now that people like these oddball colours, like the purples and the blues and the stripes. So it's something that's a bit different.
Indeed, so keeping that notion sort of working in all sorts of ways. How can people get in touch with you if they're listening to this and they say, darn it, we couldn't get to this year's Autumn Flower Show? Have you got an online site?
Yes, we do. It's www.jonestherose.co.uk.
And how far have you come to actually exhibit at the show?
Just about 2.25 hours from Chester.
Ah, so Lancashire. So really that red rose, white rose question, quite critical, really?
Yes, yes, it is. Yeah, it's Cheshire.
Quite right, exactly, Cheshire. The upmarket area, the upmarket zone. Quick name check for your colleague who's online as well, who's with us at present, who's a silent partner, obviously.
Yeah, that's Rachel, my wife.
Hello, Rachel.
Hi.
There we are. It's keeping your weather eye on the whole thing. Good producer. Listen, fantastic, Keith. Have a great day, right. And hopefully we'll speak again soon.
Thank you very much indeed. Yeah, as long as the sun keeps shining, we'll be happy.
I think it was the coverage of the National Portrait Gallery where we had various folk checking us out, which is always important, but I'm delighted to say that Fiona Fisk is a consummate professional because as well as being the NEHS Floral Arts Event organiser, just because she thought, I don't see any press punch there, could have made out that card, she contacted Camilla to say, is it okay to do this? And thankfully Camilla said, yes. Fiona, good to see you.
Good morning.
Okay, we're here in what I won't say is the traditional place for NAFAS, the National Association of Floral Arrangements and so on, but very much part of the revamp that has occurred this year within the Autumn Flower Show. You've got, obviously, the badge NEHS Floral Arts Event Organiser. It must be put... I mean, just looking around, some of these exhibits are phenomenal.
Yes, they're absolutely incredible, more like works of art.
Do you have any favourites yourself? I mean, looking at the whole thing, I love the sort of the opening sort of sequence which sort of celebrates 40 years of the whole thing and the anniversary package there. But you know, year in, year out, I'm just blown away by the kind of efforts and the sort of products that we actually see here.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, the large exhibits are sometimes staged collaboratively, so it's a skill to make the work look as one using techniques rather than for people's individual work, so that's really impressive. The ladies know what they're doing, and the flowers are beautifully conditioned. They're following the brief of our anniversary, so we've got four exhibits depicting golden anniversary, emerald anniversary, pearl and diamond, and then our 40th year is ruby, and so that's been beautifully executed.
And the scent, I mean, if this wasn't just radio and audio, how you sort of smell is that? It's wonderful, unless of course that's your perfume.
Yeah, it's a huge marquee, but we have a lot of blooms here, and it's very fragrant.
So in terms of your work here, is it part of your remit to effectively make sure that all the exhibitors are happy? Is it a case of, yes, we might have to deal with anybody from random radio people and people sort of saying, yeah, can we do an interview? Who, where, et cetera? Yeah, what's the sort of, I mean, is this the time when you can kind of begin to relax and start thinking about the Spring Flower Show? Or is it a case of, no, pretty much you're still full on?
This is a more relaxing day, sure. Thursday, the staging day, is a fast and furious affair. It can have a really nice party atmosphere, but obviously people are arriving, dropping their flowers off, getting to find where they're...
Looking for the giant tomatoes.
Looking for giant tomatoes.
Wrong area.
In floral art, they're very focused.
Exactly.
Focused on their design, focused on what other people are doing, but probably more how they put those together. The flower arranging, they have to create their exhibit in situ. Floristry, which is very much part of, the whole thing is floral art, flower arranging and floristry. The florists can bring their designs already done. A lot of them are obviously commercially working in the industry and putting a bouquet together, they're allowed to bring it ready done. And similarly, the table arrangements, but they usually do some finishing off, whereas the flower arrangers are grafting away for several hours, creating their interpretations, and the results are amazing. It's a joy to watch. It's a pleasure to do this job, really.
And from your own perspective, do you do floral arranging in your own time, or is it a case of, no, I just stand back and be inspired?
I did go to Askham Brown College and did a floristry course for 2 years, so I have some degree of knowledge. I've done event floristry with a colleague, and done events on my own and with friends and for clubs. And
certainly from that perspective, I mean, again, it's a critical part of the whole sort of aspect. I just get a feeling that under Nick Smith's purview, really, the NEHS is just going from strength to strength. I mean, I don't know how long you've actually been with the organisation, but from presumably just 4 or 5 years or whatever. But in terms of that, do you notice a kind of change in the sort of energy that's coming through?
I've been here 3 years in November, which is...
Well, congratulations. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. It was tricky at the beginning because it was a big learning curve, but the whole team are fantastic to work with. We're just a small team, 7 of us, and the leadership is fantastic. Ideas flow, and it's a really creative process. So... And you're dealing with people, so, you know, that's a privilege.
And flowers, of course.
And flowers, but, yeah.
It can be very sensitive.
Flowers manipulated and brought in by people. So you have to handle people as best you can and as, you know...
It is very competitive, yeah. I mean, that's the other thing. We talk about, obviously, the wonderful sort of exhibits that we see there. But there is, I mean, it's almost like Olympic levels of competition here at times.
Oh, yes. I think there's... great competitiveness, but, you know, in good spirit, and the Best in Show has been much applauded by the other, and it's a gentleman, John Hawkridge, so well done, John. It's a fantastic piece,
just going from strength to strength. Yeah. Fiona, 3 years and 2 media interviews within the space of 24 hours. Amazing. Obviously, you know, our colleagues at the BBC, they realise they can recognise quality when they see the whole thing. Genuine delight. We'll speak again soon, no doubt.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Well, we were just talking to Fiona clearly about the professionalism that's adopted in the floral arranging area, and we're delighted now to speak to another wonderful autumn exhibitor. And your name, sir?
John Freer.
John, here, showing the concept of professionalism, you're already rearranging, changing things around, getting things displayed to their finest, and we're actually by the pelargoniums.
Yeah, we've been here a few years now, actually. Pelargonium Geranium Society have had a show here. Before that, it was the British and European Geranium Society. Both societies merged, so it's now what we call a PAGS show.
That makes sense in all sorts of ways. Yeah. Now, from that point of view, what was it that attracted your good self to these particular flora?
A number of years ago, I got taken along to a group at Leeds Paxton. They were very friendly, and I got one or two plants given. They showed me how to grow them, and I sort of got hooked.
And are they difficult to actually sort of grow? Because I mean, you're speaking to somebody here who's pretty much, I can keep her spider plant going, and that's pretty much it, really. So what's the sort of level of care and attention they need?
Just for home decoration, or should we say gardening, that one of the things is, if you take the main growing tip out quite early on in the life of the plant, it will branch and you get more branches. More branches means more flowers. Now, for the show people, they will actually take growing tips out as many as three times off every growing thing. So you end up sometimes with 20 stems with two flowers on each on some of the really good varieties. So it's what we call stopping.
You see, I'm in the presence of an expert here, which is wonderful.
Yeah, and again, they don't need overfeeding, and what you're watering. They're a plant that like fairly dry conditions, so they don't want to be soaked. One of the other reasons I have them, I know that when I go on holiday, they'll stand a week without water.
So fairly low maintenance, actually, in the scheme of things, really.
Oh, they are, yeah. And again, there's such a variation in colours. We've got some plants on here that have actually won that came from the local garden centre, F1 hybrids. And the magnificent plants.
We were taking some photographs of them earlier, actually. I mean, they're certainly spot on, yes.
Yeah, you know, it is a friendly society. We have four publications a year with information on photographs.
And presumably if people actually are interested, they can use that wonderful World Wide Web thingy to actually Google or use a search engine to find Pelargonium societies in North Yorkshire and we'll get details.
Yeah, yeah. I've actually just been to meet somebody that's come through from Scarborough to help today, and he's an excellent grower.
I've got to ask the question as well. Clearly, this is, there is a notion that somehow change, we're not sure how to cope with change, etc., kind of enforced change due to structural changes on the Yorkshire Harrogate Showground. But my feeling is actually there's a lot of energy that's coming on with this change. How does it compare to yourself? Because obviously you will have got the news that it's all changed this year from previous years.
Well, you know, when you get a marquee, the size...
An aircraft hangar.
Yeah, of this particular one, and now it's laid out, you'll go a long, long way before you see such a fine display of anything, when you consider what's in here.
You're directly opposite the Beekeeping Association. We've got, obviously, the fuchsias. Yeah. We've got a whole range of things there, plus, of course, the celebration of 40 years.
Well, there's roses, gladioli, cactus... chrysanthemums, dahlias, all in one big marquee. And the other advantage for such as myself, who's here all day, we're very near toilets this year.
Well, facilities always important, so great stuff there. Listen, it's been fabulous touching base with the good stuff. I'll let you get back to the sort of the fine-tuning now. A genuine pleasure. Hopefully, are you around for the Spring Flower Show?
Yes, in the Spring Flower Show, I do daffodils. I help with the Daffodil Society.
A marquee of golden daffodils.
Yeah, and this year we've actually, for the autumn show, we have put a stand on for education, which I'm quite pleased because we've got a silver gilt.